Among the high priority recommendations put forth by the actuarial review are an increase in the contribution rate to at least 15% progressively over the next 10 years, making NIS registration and payment contributions mandatory for all self-employed and informal sector workers, considering a number of options to reduce long-term old age pension costs, including consideration of continuing to the increase of the pensionable age until age 67 by the year 2032, reducing the maximum old age pension replacement rate from 60% to 55%, discouraging the take-up of early retirement pensions through adjusted benefit calculations, or making the pension formula more progressive, that is, instituting a slightly lower pension rate for those higher with those at higher income levels. Those are the suggestions by the actuarial review. According to the World Bank's RAMP aid memoir, and I quote the World Bank here now, NIS must address the imbalances underlined by the actuarial report. The mission team highly recommends that the NIS follow the actuary's recommendations, unquote. Importantly, the RAMP team goes on to calculate that, quote, the recommended reforms of increasing the contribution rate from 10 to 15% between 2024 and 2030, together with pension benefit reform, as detailed in the 11th actuarial report, would postpone the depletion date of the reserves by another 15 years, and that would be to 2051.